Hi everyone, this is Solange Wright from Design Black, and we have a special guest today for our second episode of Amplified. I want to introduce Nathan Smith, UConn graduate and founder of Cultivation, a branding agency based in Bridgeport, Connecticut. Nathan, if you want to introduce yourself.
How you doing, everyone? It's a pleasure. Thank you, Solange, and thank you to Design Black, the whole team, for allowing me to be a feature on this podcast. I'm looking forward to it.
So Nathan, I want you to tell me a little bit about yourself, what you did in UConn, how you got started with this whole Cultivation Monolith branding agency, and what got you started to where you are here today.
Yeah, well, I say my passion for art stemmed back when I was young. You know, I used to draw, and I used to do a lot of digital art on my computer. And back when I was like a youth, I really had a knack for systems and wanted to understand how things work. I like data a lot, I like numbers. I just like technology in general. So as I got older, I tried to find a way to merge the two. When I moved to Bridgeport, actually, I was born in the Bronx. I was born in Mount Vernon. I lived in the Bronx, and I moved to Bridgeport, Connecticut. I went to Bullard Havens Technical High School, and there I studied information systems technology. So I was kind of able to learn a lot about the inner logistics of like how technology actually worked down to the T. And then when I got to UConn, I was looking for more of a visual outlet. You know, I wanted to be more creative in the way I expressed my technical knowledge as well as the knowledge that I had in the field of art. And I couldn't find that. Around junior year, I decided that I wanted to, you know, create my own major and branch off. I was actually looking at the DMD classes, and those didn't really appeal to me. And given the fact that I was so late in my UConn career, I kind of had to, you know, branch off and create my own major. So I ended up just doing general studies. And there I was able to take any class that I wanted. I was able to take some human factors classes so I could understand customer experience a lot better, user experience. And then there I was able to, you know, kind of just use that knowledge as well as the knowledge that I gained from various internships. I used to work at Hartford Healthcare one summer, and then I was a software engineer at the CDOT, Connecticut Department of Transportation. So I was able to use, as well as a graphic designer and marketer at UConn Athletics. So I was able to use all of that knowledge that I learned in the field, as well as the knowledge that I learned in the classroom, and funnel it into my business, as well as the knowledge that I earned as a youth as well.
Hearing this is really surreal because we literally have so much in common. I just find it's like hearing someone else tell my story, the same story, because I mean, I'm from Mount Vernon as well, and just like I had the same issue when I came to UConn, and I was like, I was kind of a comp sci leaning student, and then I was like, this isn't what I want to do, and mm-hmm. I created my own major as well. What did you call your major in the individualized major program, and who was your advisor?
I wanted to call it user experience design. And then my advisor was Michael Cunningham.
Oh, I love Michael.
Michael Cunningham. Yes, he was a great help. Right. Unfortunately, I was too late in my college career, so I would need to I would have needed to take like so many different classes.
Yeah.
In order for it to go through. So I decided I'm just gonna do general studies, and it allowed me to take whatever class I wanted. And I was like, okay, I'll do
and
this.
And just get the degree, right?
Yeah. So I was like, yeah, this is perfect. I'm just gonna do this. And at the end of the day, everything really worked out in my favor. It didn't look like it at the time. You know, I was stressed. I was running around trying to get recommendations, get signatures and advisors, like three different advisors from three different, it was so much. I was like, yeah, this is not going to work out. I'm just going to go general studies and take whatever class I want. But at the end of the day, you know, it all worked out. Everything happens for a reason. So
that's good to hear. I mean, I think it happens to a lot of people where like, by the time you're like, in your last three semesters, that's when you finally figure out what you want to do.
Yeah.
And then you're just kind of scrambling, trying to take the classes you need to take. And then, oh, you're not going to graduate till X, Y, and Z. And it's just, there really needs to be like a program, especially for, I think there's a lot of engineering students and a lot of computer science students that just don't know that there's this intersection that you can explore. You don't have to be strictly STEM. You don't have to be strictly creative, but right. you can like intersect the two. And I think what happens is a lot of students don't realize that till it's too late. And I wish there was a way where students could explore that or be exposed to those types of fields earlier on, which is what we're trying to do with Design Black. I mean, I hope for us to be able to go to high schools eventually and like say, hey, you could also be have a design thinking mentality, but still be an engineer, still be a software developer and stuff like that. It's not black and white when it comes to these things. So, I mean, I think your story is very exemplifies that problem that exists within digital media studies, especially for black students, because I feel like a lot of black college students feel like they can only get an engineering degree. That's where the jobs are, da 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 da, either that or business. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And we're not a monolith where there's different types of everybody's interested in something and you just got to find what your niche is.
Yeah. And that's why, you know, I really love your organization. I was,
thank you.
I hope it was, I wish it was there when I was going there. Cause I was,
I wish I came here earlier so I could have started it earlier mm-hmm. and had more time to do stuff with it, especially since its existence has only been during COVID. You know what I mean? So,
well, yeah, there's so much more time for it to grow and really expand and really take over the UConn campus as a whole nother organization that really offers a lot of insight into a whole space that's growing so much. It's crazy to think like how everything is transitioning digitally right now.
Exactly.
And how this field, when you really think about it, there were computer scientists, of course, that were able to, you know, code programs and apps, but
and
they were always graphic designers, but now there's a merge.
Yep. There's like a, what you call it, it's becoming a spectrum, almost like a gradient almost.
Yeah. And
you're like, you got to find where in that gradient do you lie? Do you know what I mean? Where in the spectrum do you lie on? So,
right. And you can go so far with it, especially in UX, user experience and user interface, because those things are becoming more important now for people to pay attention to. Like, how not only can you get, let's say, for example, somebody to use your app or use your website, how can you get them to stay on it? And how can you get them to use it to the point where it's accessible for everybody, no matter what, they may have, whatever device they may have, whatever computer they may have, how can you use it to really beautify the website as well as make it so that it functions properly?
Yeah. And what I find is that a lot of people, more people in a like larger variety of fields are starting to get involved in the design process. Mm-hmm. Like there's real estate companies that are hiring engineers and design thinkers to say, hey, what's the best way to implement your technology to my business? Because a lot of these businesses are going obsolete. And unless mm-hmm. they adapt to the digital world that we're living in, they're not going to catch up. And I find like even for marketing jobs, they'll be asking for a portfolio. Do you have a portfolio? Like marketing, like they ask for portfolios and stuff like that. So a lot of people are looking for those type of design thinking skills and stuff like that. So it's becoming more and more relevant in the world that we're living in today. But yeah. I mean, I want to talk a little bit more about cultivation. Like what specifically do they do? Is it web development? Is it branding? Is it digital marketing, social media?
Yeah, I mean, those are our three main categories, digital marketing, design, and branding. And they all go hand in hand. To get more in detail, we do billboard advertising, web design, strategy and development, search engine optimization, which is basically in regards to the Google Panda and Penguin engines that, let's say, for example, you wanted to search up a website or you wanted to find a specific product. How can we get your website or how can we get your profile, your app, whatever the case may be, listed at the top of the Google search engines? So that, you know, you can obviously get more impressions, more clicks, and then hopefully more conversions as well. We also do brand strategy and design, whether it be product design, brand identity, brand extensions, app design, strategy and development, and social media marketing. And we're also adding in audio marketing as well. So let's say, for example, you wanted to market on major internet radio stations such as iHeartRadio, Pandora, you can run ads on those as well, and we'll handle the whole nine for you, from, you know, getting the people to write the script to actually, you know, voicing the audio and then the engineering it and the whole nine from level A to Z.
That's really cool.
And yeah, we're just trying to expand right now and really acquire so many different audiences, so many different geographic locations.
I mean, is this just you doing that? Or like, what does your team look like? What type of people do you have on your team? Do you have an audio marketing chief? How does it look like? What's the structure?
So right now I'm at the head of it, but we do have partners, like other companies and partners that we do work with, as well as other individuals that we do work with in order to, you know, make sure that all of our clients and the services that we offer go smoothly.
Yeah. So how did you get those? How did you learn those skills? Were you watching tutorials and stuff like that on YouTube? I mean, I know Adobe, Photoshop, and Illustrator aren't the most intuitive programs. What exactly did you do to learn those skills?
Yeah, definitely in the beginning, I would definitely utilize YouTube a lot. I was also reading a lot of books and articles and also learning from other people, you know, just to improve my skill set. There were so many different tips and tricks, and I'm still learning to this day on how to, you know, really improve my designs and improve my offering to clients as well in regards to whether it be Photoshop or Adobe XD. And InVision is another software that I use for designing apps, and Figma. There's so many different programs that I use, and I'm still learning to this day, but definitely the internet is a wonderful place, you know, if you're just starting out to, you know, really acquire so many different skills and tips and different tricks that you can use.
And I always cite, like, one of the first things that you want to do to become a better designer or become better at any digital media skill is to join the discussion. So like watching YouTube videos, reading blogs, even just spectating, you're joining the discussion. You're joining the community discussion, what the industry is talking about, what are trends and stuff like that. And that's a great way to do that. And then eventually when you start picking up stuff, you can also contribute to that discussion. So like what Nathan said, that's a really great way to start getting better at what you're doing is by joining the discussion. Definitely. I mean, what projects and like what type of experience would you say attributed to your skill set? Like what did you do while in college that helped you in your professional world? Does that make sense? Does that question make sense?
Yeah. Okay. Definitely the internships, as well as the connections that I made with people. The internships definitely helped, but I was an intern at UConn Athletics. And I was doing marketing and I was designing a whole bunch of graphics, and the people in there are very, very skilled. Some of them even specialize in, you know, 3D and 4D motion design. And I was even able to learn a little bit about that at the time I was there.
What is 4D? Like, what does that even look like? Four-dimensional
models? So it's like, how can I explain this now?
I can't even visualize that.
Do you ever see the commercials for like the General?
Yes.
And they have like the 3D model character,
yeah,
in a 4D space. Yeah, that's kind of like how.
Oh, so it's like a 3D. That's interesting.
Yeah, it's basically the same thing as 3D, but you know, in the 4D space, you can use it, and you can actually integrate it with like real people, like how they use like Jurassic Park and all those CGI movies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. What are there any current projects that you're working on right now? Anything that you could talk about in specific?
Yeah, so we're definitely working on the brand extensions for Hey Monolith, and I also started another one for Hey Lunara. And right now I'm planning on just expanding that. I'm also working on client acquisition as well. And just really the cultivation is in like a rebirth, restructuring, and development phase.
Okay.
Trying to, you know, really expand our, not only our services, but our reach and our range across not only the United States, but as well as other countries.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's really cool. I mean, with that, are you not concerned about stretching the brand too much, too thin? You know what I mean? It's developing stages. Is that like, what are some concerns that you have with brand extension and stuff like that and line extensioning?
Yeah, there's definitely pros and cons. One thing that I've always, you know, really listened to was when people said, take one thing and one step at a time. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. So right now, the main focus is still cultivation. And, you know, when we do plan on really expanding those other brands, we'll definitely pour a lot more resources and time into those. But right now, the main focus is still cultivation, to the point where we can get that running like clockwork. And then, you know, we'll really double down and focus in on those other brands.
Okay. I mean, I noticed that you're not on social media too much anymore. I think I used to follow you. Is there a reason why?
Yeah. I actually just needed to detox.
I understand that.
Yeah, I just needed to detox, you know. And I found out when I detoxed, I was able to read a lot more books, read a lot more articles, focus on my spiritual and mental health a lot better, as well as advance a lot quicker, you know, because I didn't really have any as much distractions as I did when I was active on it lot more. So, you know, there's pros and cons to it. You know, it's kind of like I didn't want to really isolate myself too much, but
yeah,
you know, I really feel like, you know, everybody needs a point in their life where they can just take a step back and just regroup and refocus.
Damn, I've always been too scared to do a detox, because, like, especially because we're in, like, doing digital media, social media, like, that's that's the field that we're in. I felt like it's hard to do a detox, especially when you're in that industry. I mean, what I usually do is, like, I'll, like, turn off my phone for a couple days. Like, the other day, we went camping, and I tried to treat that as a detox, but I've always been, you've never been scared of, just like, because you're in the digital media field, it'd be hard to detox from digital media. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. No, I was never really scared. At the end of the day, I really prioritize my mental and spiritual and physical health a lot over anything else in a over here, because I decided that if I'm going to come back to social media, I want to come back to with something completely different.
Yeah.
Something a lot better than what I had before. I don't want to be doing the same things over and over and over again. I want to actually build and expand on what I have previously, and then just restructure and rebrand the whole thing. That way I can come back 10 times better.
Yeah. So I'm asking, how do you separate working in digital media, but then doing a digital media detox? Like, even if you open emails, you might see a notification on Twitter. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll still pay attention to, you know, like, messages and emails. But in terms of, like, scrolling the feed all day or for long periods of time, that I had to cut that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I know with everything, it's been hard, especially with COVID. How has COVID affected you trying to build your agency and do this and balancing? How did you do this while balancing school? Because I know you graduated last year.
Yeah, definitely. It took a toll on me. It definitely took a toll on me while I was in school, balancing both the business and the clients. And then I was also in various organizations as well. I was at NSBE, and I was the president of NSBE, and I actually had to step down from that and hand over the reins. I was, you know, in my fraternity, and then I was balancing the internship as well as academics. It was taking a lot on me. I was starting to feel myself get, how can I say this now?
Crumble?
Worn down.
Oh, yeah, okay. Burnout.
Yeah, burn I was out. I was starting to burn out a lot, and I was like, something has to go.
I feel like senior year is always like that. You really just got to prioritize what you do professionally.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you really got to just do a cost benefit analysis and be like, how is this going to help me professionally, or is this going to help me get money? You know what I mean? And anything that didn't help any of those two factors, you just got to like cut it out. I mean, do you have any advice for someone who's in a similar boat that might be overwhelmed with a lot? Because I know a lot of people right now are overwhelmed just in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely what you said, you know, really weigh and do the cost benefit analysis. See what's the most important thing on your list. Seek advice if need be. But definitely see what the most important thing on your list, what's going to matter after school. Because exactly. once you leave school and you're adult, it's a completely different world. It's like, okay, now I'm back at square one. Now yeah. how do I stand out in a whole new grid?
You got to find your new identity outside exactly. of college, and you got to start prepping for that now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I mean, graduating college, how did you feel after you graduated college? I feel like, did you feel like post-college depression or anything? I know it was with COVID, so it was like already like a shitty experience. Well,
I actually wanted to leave a long time ago. So ready. I was ready to go. I was ready to go. And however, like after a while, I started, you know, missing the people that, you know, I used to vibe with a lot, and we still keep in touch, but it's a definitely a different environment, because now everybody's back where they were before, you know, school, and everybody's more focused on their career now, and everybody's getting older.
It's a little depressing.
Yeah, it's a little sad, but I mean, eventually things start to return to normal, and you start to learn how to balance it out, and you just get used to, you know, being by yourself again. Or
I think the hardest part is just seeing your friends like spread out all over the place. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like someone's getting a job here, going across the country, somebody's doing this, and you just, none of your friends are all in the same place anymore. So what would the word be for that?
It's definitely a shift.
Yeah, it's a shift. Yeah.
It's definitely a shift, but I don't think even though I wanted to leave, I still wasn't prepared for it 100%.
Yeah, I think it's just the next stage of your life. You're closing a chapter of your life, and I think that's always hard. It's always difficult. But one more thing I wanted to mention is you got a shout out from Steve Harvey, huh?
Yeah.
How did that work out?
I have friends in high places.
LOL.
So, but yeah, it was great. You know, I just hit him up and asked him if he can give me a shout out, and he sent it back, and he did. That's it. And so I was like, yeah.
Is that on, I don't know if it's on Hey Cultivation or your Instagram.
Yeah, it was on my personal. Lurking, yeah.
Kind of lurking, no offense, but, okay, it's all but good. Yeah. Is there anything you want to plug for Hay Cultivation before we go? Instagram, LinkedIn, people want to learn more about this?
Yeah, so we're definitely located on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, whatever you can name, we're there. Definitely check out our website, haycultivation.com, for anybody who is interested in, you know, finding out a little bit more about what we do. If we can work with them, definitely shoot us an email at info@haycultivation.com, or you can go to our website and scroll down to the bottom of the page and fill out a form.
Cool. So yeah, I mean, this discussion's been pretty good, Nathan. I think it was really cool to learn about cultivation, and I just gained a lot of insight. And I think I'm kind of going through something similar that you went through over these last couple of years. So it was really nice talking to you and getting advice from alumni about how to navigate a lot of the troubles that you go through when you're about to graduate and what you can do after graduation. So thank you for coming to the show today. And I just want to end it on that note. And that's it for a second episode of Amplified. We will be recording another episode later this semester. And we'll provide more information on that soon. So thank you, everybody.